This is Radio Free Cybertron with your host, Brian Kilby, featuring Chris, Don, Rob, Diecast, John, and Melvar. For the latest Transformer news, reviews, and more, visit tformers.com.
This is Radio Free Cybertron, episode 479, recorded on July 27th, 2016. Hi, I'm Brian Kilby. Sorry, we second restart. So with me this week, we have Chris, Diecast, Don, Matt, Rob Clay, and John DeLuna. Guys, how's it going?
Hot.
Is it
hot?
Very, very.
It's Don, hot I can still everywhere.
Hear your, Don, speaking hot, I can still hear your fan.
Oops, sorry.
There you go.
Okay, I guess we have to do the third do-over now.
No, Don is suffering for your enjoyment.
And your entertainment.
And, yeah.
Yeah.
He's suffering for his art.
Suffering for his art. So, of course, I guess it's only really been 6 days since our last episode, but that's because we recorded on Thursday last week because of SDCC.
Well, like I said last week, you get two podcasts in 1 week, you lucky, lucky people.
Yeah. Or you poor, poor people.
No, this is RFC, not superhero time. They're probably better off listening to two of these in a week.
That's true. That's true. Oh, man. So, did anybody get anything cool this week?
I did.
Don, what did you get?
First off, I got a beautiful mask Wildcat. Beautiful, immaculate condition. Love that.
How much was it?
I paid 40. It was loose and complete.
Which one is the Wildcat?
It's the red truck that raises up.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, and he's complete. And the cheapest one on eBay at the time was $68.
Oh,
so I went ahead and got that.
Where did you get this?
At a used toy store down in Raleigh, North Carolina, that opened up recently. And for Toku fans, I got a Forza driver.
I don't know what that is.
For $20.
Good deal.
Yeah, but the pièce de résistance would be I got Fortress Maximus at Toys R Us yesterday in store, and thanks to all the rewards cards that I had from putting BotCon on my Toys R Us card, which was part of my plan, I got him and Titan Master Blur for $115.
That's really good, Don.
Toys R Us.
Dononomics in action.
So that was kind of nice too.
So Fortress Maximus came in stock himself.
Yeah. Okay then. Fortress Maximus. I don't know.
Can he fight without Chrome Dome?
So
he's going to have to. He's wave three.
Two. Yeah.
Actually, you could use your TFCC Chrome Dome if you have one.
Yeah. I'll use code.
That's kind of like that. Wanted to get it.
I've got code in. And whatever his name is,
Virus
or Cupola. Yeah.
No, I still like the Function X line. You know, I'm a little worried we're not going to see a Minerva for even longer than it's been already.
I got the one that mattered, and it's all the
Don.
All
that, that Minerva was dead before it ever had a chance.
Well, if anyone's a master of wishing for stuff that'll never happen, it's
yeah, that's
me.
True.
Yeah.
Thanks, Rob.
See, Don, you need to go to TFCon at the third party panel, stand up and start asking for the Function X
Minerva.
Yeah.
You know that it's almost worth it for me to drive there and just see them hang their hands and just like
you can ride with Diecast.
Yeah.
Do you hate me that much? Do you really hate me?
Are you
are you going to Chicago too, Diecast?
No, not that I know.
Yeah, I don't think none of us are we?
Yeah, I can't afford the airfare right now, and I cannot do that drive again. That is too long.
It makes me sad that I'm missing it, but no.
Yeah, I loved it. I loved it the 2 years I went, but I don't think I can do it again this year.
Maybe next year.
Yeah, maybe.
I'm hoping it comes back to Charlotte again because I really enjoyed it being in Charlotte, not just for the location, but for all the stuff around it, and just
I'd like to see Charlotte again. That'd be, if it came back there, I'd probably try to make it.
Yeah, me too. That would be the cheapest convention ever for me. I wouldn't even need hotel.
Would it possibly be cheap? Oh yeah, because we did do hotel at Charticon.
Yeah, we
could all stay at Kilby's house. Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah. Hey,
I could probably fit most of you. Yeah,
that's gonna be the room money.
Except for Don. because we're not running a store out of my house.
You got a garage, right?
I'll go next so we don't get too off track. I got Ninth Party Bumble.
Ninth Party.
Because it's like third party, like cubes,
third
I guess.
Party, yeah.
They're squared.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's Ninth Party, and it's upscale Toy World Bumble. What was his actual name?
Shinebug.
Shinebug, yeah. So really? Now he's Gold Bug, but he's a butt. So I was calling the other one Bumble Butt, so this is an even bigger butt. I'm not sure what we're going to call this.
Okay. Okay. Doc Ash, you're flailing wildly in the air, plummeting into the ground. So just.
What else is new?
Yeah, he's nice. And now I'm only two KOs away from a very large.
Throttle Kaiser.
Yeah. Throttle Kaiser.
Oh, look, whatever else, though, like, Throttle Kaiser is a fantastic name for that.
Yeah.
Well, the head is very evil looking, so I mean, I can imagine that actually being a alternate reality version of Puzzler. The colors aren't right, but it's just a very evil looking head.
But that's all I got.
That's all you got. Well, thanks to you, I got Sphinx.
Well, you know, you won it. You were the highest bidder on eBay. I didn't think it would go up to $1,000, but I was really impressed that you stuck with that.
Yeah, hopefully Kim's not listening. He's really nice. I already had the original version, but I really like the fact that, of course, it's the transition from Invisible to – not Invisible, because that's the VX9 toy, but Invisible Mirage. Yeah, to, you know – opaque, but he is really awesome.
Yeah.
He's visible and 100 times better.
Yeah. Well, you know, I've got Sphinx too. I picked up one of the last ones I could find on an online store, but I've actually got the Alternator's Clear Mirage, and that's really not a bad figure. I pulled it out and put it on the shelf.
Just never transform it.
Yeah.
Because it's an Alternator.
True. Mirage was what, a Ford GT?
Yeah, same old as Rodimus.
Yeah, I never got that. Don't know why.
Well, it was Kiss Player, so you might not have thought about getting
it. Wasn't it a Hasbro release of that STCC exclusive?
The Rodimus was. Yeah. Didn't Mirage get retail?
Yeah, Mirage.
Yeah. KLN, though.
Yeah, well, yeah. I missed it. Yeah, but anybody else get anything? Matt?
Not this week, no.
Really?
What else is there to buy?
Legends Galvatron?
Oh, that's in the mail.
Mine, too.
Mine too.
I'm not getting it.
I guess we'll be talking about that next week.
Yeah. This week in history, 1972, the first flight of the F-15 Eagle, which is Starscream's jet mode. That sure is a jet mode.
And it's basically the basis for, is Starscream right? Is he an F-15? Yes or no? That's pretty much what so many people have been using as the benchmark for, is that a good Starscream? Well, what jet mode does he have?
You know what was a good Starscream? The first edition Transformers Prime Starscream.
It was.
You know what's a good Starscream?
And that wasn't F-15.
The Energon Starscream. The Deluxe.
Oh, you mean the G2 Smokescreen retool.
Ha ha ha. But yeah, so that sure is a Starscream alt mode. Okay, but the big one. So 2003. The final days of OTFCC, and what was one of the final use of the Car Robot Brothers molds, the hotel exclusive Sunstreaker and Sideswipe from Prowl, and Shadow Striker Roulette from Sideburn. So that was – is that actually how that was listed in the wiki?
Well, no, it's – I added the last
part. Okay, so no one – because I read everything in front of me.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I'm like, what the hell is this?
Right.
But no, so it was the final days of OTFCC 03.
Yeah, but also, you know, because the only thing I saw after that was the 2004 Universe figure from the Prowl mold was the last thing I saw listed.
Those toys were garbage.
Oh, I love the Car Robot Brothers. That's why I want to see masterpieces
They're
of them.
Garbage.
A little more mass, they would be, you know, really nice. But
you why 2003, 2004 was the last time we ever saw those? They wore the damn molds out.
Yeah. That's why I put that in there is because after 2004, that last Universe figure, those molds didn't have
gone.
Haven't, they're gone.
You could literally put in front of me, Brian Kilby eats babies. So as long as I thought it was part of a news story, I would read it.
So
if Don wants me to praise Kronos, Don, just throw that in an article next week.
No, you'll catch that.
I'll catch that.
I'm sure.
Brian Burgundy.
There's some truth to that. But no, so the reason I wanted to mention this, Rob Springer had posted on his blog, I think Zone Base, I think is what it's called. I link to it every – I look at it. I just think of it as Rob's blog, not whatever the name is. But he posted that video from OTFC CO3 where the person had captured on VHS the dance party that we always joke about.
Oh, God, I remember that.
Chris is looking at me like he's confused. So
I'm not confused. I know what you're talking about.
Have you watched the video?
I have not.
It's worse than I remember.
I didn't know a video of it existed. I will have to – rectify this later.
It's worse than I remembered. I watched it with my wife, and she's like, why are we watching this? It's like, what's wrong with these people?
All I remember is being there and being depressed.
So I told her, I'm like, so guys were lined up on one side, and girl was lined up on the other side. But and she didn't believe me, and you could actually see it. When some folks go in and try to break dance, it's the saddest, best thing you'll ever see.
I have to see this now.
I think zonebase.net, I don't know. Just look at go to Rob's podcast and click on the link at the bottom, and it takes you right to the site. And it's like the first or second thing there.
And before anyone gets excited, I was not the one trying to break dance. So don't.
Don, dance? Did you dance?
I'll be honest, I've blocked out most of that evening. I remember being drunk
that night.
Did you do the rock band?
I remember being there, but I remember being depressed and leaving not long afterwards.
So it's go to zonebase.org, that's Rob's site, Rob Springer, and go to the article posted on Tuesday, July 26th, 2016, I Miss OTFCC. And it has the video from the dance party. You will not regret it. Actually, no, that's not true. You will regret it. So, but it's totally worth looking at.
But it's probably still better than the Headmaster's dub.
No.
Not better than that.
So,
what's wrong with the Headmasters? Can't they dance without Chrome Dome?
Yeah, it's definitely worth looking at. Okay, so let's jump to news. Hasbro has a new trademark, Prime. So, what's this going to be? Any rampant speculation time.
It is just a trademark specifically for toys and nothing else. So my take on this is that it's basically just to protect the term Prime so that nobody else can use it on toys, particularly robot toys.
I agree.
Oh, so basically they just, yeah, okay, that makes sense.
Because, what we're in right now, they're calling the Prime Wars trilogy. So they probably are very invested in protecting that as much as they can in toys for whatever next year's line is, next after Titans Return is going to be.
Planets, yeah. Transform.
Yeah, plus
with that.
It's not going to be that.
Yeah, plus the fact that, if that was the name of the next toy line, it doesn't really tell you anything because you've got Combiner Wars, well, these toys combine. Or Titan Return. Yeah, you've got some Titan figures in.
But that doesn't make sense, though.
Transform, planets transform. I mean, it would make perfect sense.
Every character is a Prime.
If you look at one of the...
It sounds like Cybertron.
Some of the packaging on the SDC exclusive for Brainstorm and a Sentinel Prime, there's a whole bunch of planets on it. One of them is Earth. One of them is Unicron. So... Who's to say one of them is Cybertron? So who's to say it's not Planet Strand?
One of them retracts.
If only. Is
that,
a
that would be awesome.
I wonder if this is something like. Yeah, I wonder if this is something like what the War Planets toys were in the U.S. Originally when it was launched, because they were small planets that opened up into playsets. If they had these as robots. You could even maybe display them in some kind of solar system display at some point.
Who produced that toy line, Don?
Trendmasters.
Hasbro owns Trendmasters, right?
I don't think so.
They were their own company.
Was under Tonka, okay.
Their own company last time.
We're gonna get a new Unicron in the third leg of this trilogy. I will almost guarantee it.
Probably.
Could be.
You're probably right.
Well, if
maybe,
we're doing that,
maybe, but it won't be a Titan class because we already know what our next Titan is.
Well, that doesn't have to be. It could still fall into the line and not be the next one. I think they might spread out Titans Returns a little bit longer.
Diecast, question. But are we going to get an announcement of a USA release of Masterpiece Ultra Magnus before Shardacon 2015?
We may. It is possible.
Well, now, so your track record's not great here. So,
well, now, here's also something. If they're reissuing Armada Unicron, are they going to want to have another unit, even within the same calendar year or so? Are they going to want to have a second Unicron?
Like, the only place we've seen that Unicron is a pre-order at, Robot Kingdom. So this is probably...
Has it.
Do they?
I'm just thinking that, like, if this is falling into the Platinum series, it's probably more geared for Asia. And Platinum stuff is having reruns of stuff otherwise. So I don't think one rules out the other.
The other.
Yeah.
Because one is kind of a different tier than the other. Yeah, I see what you mean now. Yeah. Well, I mean, we had so many tanks in the line, we couldn't get Universe Galvatron as a tank.
I know, Don, line. But things are a lot different than they were in 2008.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, I mean, even going back to that whole separate thing, like, when that Galvatron was being designed, which would have been late 2006, they didn't have movie money at that point to tell them what they could and could not do with the toy line in 2008. So, if the timing had been a little bit different on a lot of things, we would be talking about completely different stuff right now.
Yeah. Prime. So basically what we're saying is we're not going to get a Power Ranger named Prime anytime soon.
No, yeah, probably not.
Or any kind of, like, you know, knockoff Transformer named something Prime.
Like Prime Zord. But with that being said, I mean, so Hasbro does nothing when it comes to third party. So why should, like, official major companies give a crap? I'm joking.
Yes.
But in a way, I mean, trying to make a point. I mean, if they're not watching what's going on over here, why should they care over here?
Because third party stuff isn't in Toys R Us.
Yet. I'm kidding.
Yeah, well.
Yeah. And also because there's like a
family
fixed,
dollar.
A fixed address and locatable bank accounts they can retrieve money from. If, like,
obviously, yeah. No, but no, you're absolutely right.
But no, I'm just sitting here trying to figure out if Mattel were to want to do a new Superboy Prime figure, what are they going to call that?
Oh, good question.
Whiny Man.
But yeah.
That works.
Yeah, that's true. But I don't think there's a need for another Superboy Prime toy, I wouldn't think.
No, there's not.
Thankfully.
I hope not.
And, you know, Nimoy's dead, so there probably won't be another Spock Prime figure either.
Aw.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. That sucks.
So did the new movie. Okay, moving on. Cybertron Con 2016, Shanghai's Transformer Convention gets its own person-sized Fortress Maximus in city mode. I want this.
Yeah, if I had the money to go and I had any skills at cosplaying, I would make some Spike armor and go as Spike and just stand beside of it and dramatically pose and let people take pictures and just, you know.
No,
like,
no.
I want Hasbro to start making, like, outdoor, like, play sets now.
Yes.
Fortress Maximus Bounty House.
This needs to be, like, mass-produced playground equipment.
But yeah, exactly.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
I don't want this to be a slide. I want this to be, like, a water slide.
when I read this, I was on lunch and I was thinking, the first thing that popped in my head was, but is the robot mode going to fit in the building? And then I'm thinking, how in the hell are they going to transform it anyway?
So what, Don, I thought you were going to say, I'm not going to fit this in somebody's truck. So, you know, you got to load it. You'd have to load it somehow.
Yeah. Hey, Brian, is my airplane ticket set up for tomorrow so I can go to this? 29.
So did you need your passport for Canada? I forget.
Yeah. Yep.
Let's see. Are your bags packed?
Yeah.
Let's see how we can make this happen.
Did that Amazon link that we tweeted out work at all? Those $60 Superions should be rolling in now.
So do you know how many Superions it would take to pay for your flight to Shanghai?
Probably all about of them.
Yes. Yeah,
so how much would a flight to Shanghai cost?
More than just riding a red line.
I'm guessing somewhere like 900 of them. So if we could get 900 people to buy a Superion, no, probably be more than that. Yeah, so it would be a lot. 1,000. Get 1,000 Superions.
Amazon probably doesn't even have that many in stock.
Nope. TFRadio.net.
I don't know about that. They are down to $60. They may have that.
$69 now.
Oh. Yeah.
See, their stock is dwindling, so they're incrementally raising the price back up.
Yeah, they must have sold some.
Okay, let's see here.
Yes,
let's
travel to China on Superion money.
That'd be great.
TFRadio.net/Amazon.
Yep.
Which is weird. You're traveling to China on money made from jets.
That's true. And occasionally it's a car made of a jet too. So
That's more the Middle East, not China.
True. Transformers Overwatch style shooter. I don't know what Overwatch is, so I'm skipping this.
It's a shooter.
So what? So it's a shooter. Like, is this an arcade game? Is this a PC game? Is this a console game?
It's an online shooter.
MMO.
I'm not trying to be this obtuse, but I don't have any better way to describe Overwatch or this.
Overwatch is available on consoles and PC.
It's more in the style of Team Fortress 2 than anything else, is what I
see. Kilby understands that.
Yeah, I get Team Fortress 2. So a friend of mine, actually, no, my boss, is on vacation right now, and she's a friend. But she texted me a photo of the Transformers game, the one that's currently out, from like a laser tag place that she was at. So I'm like, oh, that's cool. I would play that if it was – I'd rather play laser tag, but, you know, all things being equal. But, you know, I would play the game if I was there. I still haven't played the new Sega game, whatever it's called. But that was interesting. I'm glad she thought of it. So
Sega.
So, Don, are you going to get a NES, the little NES?
I probably will because, you know, I've got – four other plug-and-play systems that's sitting there and haven't plugged up yet, so a fifth will be nice.
You can use all your free HDMI ports, though, for this one.
I've got a my Sony Trinitron tube television is going to go for the plug-and-plays because the quality on the flat screen is not that great.
Well, I think you have to use the HD for that because it's HDMI only.
Oh,
okay. I am totally getting one of those mini NESs.
Yeah, me too.
Do we know a price on that?
$60.
Yep. With 30 games.
I'm not going to recommend piracy, but you know, you can get a Raspberry Pi for $35.
Do we have a game list?
Yeah.
Just
Google it. There's like 30 games.
Okay, cool.
That mini NES is on Amazon for pre-order, right?
Let me check.
Because if it is, you should totally make a shortcut link to that.
I should.
I shouldn't have to be giving you these ideas, Kilby.
I've been busy lately.
Me too, but I still have time to come up with ideas.
Yeah. Remember, he has that super long drive. Oh, no, he doesn't.
actually, that's the problem. He does not have that super long drive to sit there in the car driving, thinking about stuff.
Yes.
Because, you know, he walked out of his office, gets in his car, and 2 minutes later he's at home and is in the bathroom.
That's how it worked out today.
Well, actually, Brian, you could probably just start bicycling since you're that close, and that'll save you some gas money.
I don't know how to ride a bike. I could probably do a skateboard.
Plus, are there, like, you know, hills?
No, it's actually pretty flat.
Oh, okay.
But it's like 105 degree temperature right now.
Okay.
Yeah, you'd die.
I'm now imagining Brian on a skateboard holding onto bumpers like Marty McFly.
No, it wouldn't work that way. I would be dead. Okay, let's see here. Side by side. So thanks to Matt for pulling the show notes together. And other than doing some tweaking, I don't even know what's in them. So I'm flying blind here.
Live in fear.
Yep. Side by side comparison of Legend series and Titans Return, Hardhead, Skull, and Smasher, and Galvatron. Is this going to make me want to get the Takara versions?
Probably not for Skull Smasher, because I don't think the color, like, the paint apps seem to be a little bit different, but I don't think the plastic colors are any.
No, but I do like that. No, the white is definitely better.
Is it brighter?
So I'm happy with Skull Smasher. Hardhead, I honestly don't care about the color differences. I like the Hasbro one just fine. Galvatron, I almost want one like kind of in the middle, not that light purple and not that dark purple.
So what's up with Takara and Galvatron? This is the color the reissue was.
Yeah, I know.
That's weird.
I think they need their computer screens adjusted.
Yeah, something like that. I mean, it looks okay.
Maybe purple works differently in Japan.
Yeah, maybe they see purple differently.
He's very stale.
I mean, yeah. I like it well enough. I'm getting one, but yeah, it's kind of weird. I mean, if you look back,
looks very nice, fully painted.
If you look back to Henkei Cyclonus, it has the same problem.
Yeah, you're right.
Well, but at the same time, it's very nice looking.
Actually, if you don't mind, I was showing pictures. Can you show that again?
Henkei Cyclonus.
Yeah.
I've got him too as well, and I've got one in the box. I bought two for some reason.
Two in the box, ready to go.
We be fast and they be slow. But I really like those colors on Cyclonus, but on the Galvatron, I'm kind of like mad. It's just, it's for the mainline release, it's not right.
I really like Hardhead. Damn it.
I think I prefer my Hasbro Hardhead. I like the grays on that as opposed to the beiges on the Takara.
I like the Takara enough to buy it.
I like it because it's got the right head for Hardhead.
Mm. No, and that doesn't look like a toy.
It doesn't show up very well in these pictures, but something that's shown up in some of the other Legends Galvatron pictures is they painted the head in such a way that it looks very much like the G1 toy's crown when you're not using the face mask.
Yes.
That looks really nice.
Mm-hmm. And I'm just hoping the photos are showing right and the gray plastic is completely different to the Hasbro one, because then maybe the Titan Master won't explode.
I think I like Skull Smasher better from Takara.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
The head's much better, too.
I like the head better, yeah. Here's the head. Remove your heads.
Okay. It all form.
Give me your face.
Yeah, I like it better. Darn you, Takara.
The only thing I don't like better is the eyes in alligator mode. He has black eyes instead of red eyes.
Hmm.
I might switch the eyes.
Yeah. Well, it's just it's paint app. I don't think you can switch it, can you?
Just pop the head off.
His head. That pops off very easily.
Yeah.
Yes.
Not very easily, but easily enough.
Yeah. Mine does.
Yeah, that's the way the headmasters aren't supposed to work.
Yeah, exactly.
Wasn't it a separate piece in package?
Yes, it is. Okay, let's see here. Wonderfest Summer 2016 Legends Series Takara Tomy Titans Return Image Roundup. So we have a lot of stuff here.
I do like the Optimus Prime, except for one thing.
You mean Super Genrai?
Yeah, Super Genrai, thank you. Those floating leg panels on the side where the wheels are at. That just...
They're going to look just fine plugged into the God Bomber they haven't announced yet.
Yeah, that's why I'm thinking that they're sitting like that.
What if there's not a God Bomber?
There has to be. There simply has to be, because there's
otherwise, all this remolding would be pointless.
It's Takara.
There's no reason to make the feet look that stupid if there's not something.
Yeah. Thank you, Rob. Thank you, because I was trying to be polite, but yeah, it just, I love everything about that Genrai figure except for the hanging truck panels on the side that just end in wheels. It's like
they could have done that.
No, but in the rumor list for 2017, there was mention of like an Apex armor. So, if Hasbro is working on something, Takara is working on something.
And also, they're not going to be compatible.
Probably not.
Didn't they use Apex for? Isn't our Prime's head Titan Master called Apex?
Yeah.
Yes.
So that would be a way they'd be able to keep the name for both Takara and Hasbro as well. I mean,
Takara would just be God Bomber.
Yeah.
Well, I'm saying if yeah, okay, I know what you mean. Sorry. I was thinking something else. Never mind.
It's all right.
Yeah, I mean, it would be called Apex Armor here. Yeah. I mean, just like it was for the
commemorative series.
Yeah, back in 2002, 2003, something like that. God. God. Okay.
I should have bought one of those when they were $40 at Toys R Us.
I got the car version for like $40. No, I paid like $100. Triplet got it for $40.
That's why you never liked Triplet.
Yeah.
Hate that guy. If there is something called Apex Armor that Hasbro's developing, I'm pretty sure that's what Sentinel Prime's armor was called in the IDW comics, and since he is a thing in Titans Return, that may not necessarily be for Power Master armor.
True.
No, but if one Apex Armor add-on exists, Takara will be working on one too, probably.
Yeah. I'm not... You know, if they're the same thing, they're going to have to have an awful lot of different parts, too, to match both versions of the figure.
It'll be interesting for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Well, let's see. Miko also had the Apex armor and Prime. Maybe they're going to try to...
Hope springs eternal.
Hung up on Don. Sorry.
So, Transformers Adventure?
Very funny.
Sorry, Don.
No, you're not.
I didn't do it last week, but I had to do it this week. Okay. So, Wonderfest Summer 2016, Transformers Adventures Display Roundup with Windblade, Ratchet, and more.
This is our first look at Takara's Windblade in color, by the way.
And it looks nice.
I'm never mind. Like, Windblade in color.
More than one in this case.
Yeah. And... And I have to say, the colors on their Power Surge Prime look better. The toy is still horrible looking, and it's sad. I'm sorry, guys, but Hasbro and Takara, it's like you really could have added a little more to the engineering budget on this one, and it still would have been a better toy. That's
not the point, though, Don. The point is just, you know, electronic gimmick platform.
Yeah, and the colors may kind of look better, but I kind of miss, like I said, the Machine Wars reference. I kind of like that this version. If that ever gets down to like $20 at Target, I might grab one.
It will.
Oh, yeah.
Well, but the sad thing is, look at Ratchet. Look at Ratchet's vehicle mode. It's like they looked at the Prime Ratchet and said, hey, can we make this deco any more boring? Yes, well, let's do it. Because they actually made Ratchet look more planar. More plainer.
So, were you about to continue?
No, I was going to say it's just a blah vehicle mode. There's not even a red stripe or anything.
You know what's not blah. So I love looking at the chat, and I don't point out the chat enough during the show, but I do read it. Ashaman55 said, just so you guys know, double pan fried Asian noodles with homemade teriyaki sauce is amazing. So,
okay.
So if you don't like that, just double pan fried Asian noodles. So actually, it does sound really
good.
It does sound good.
So, we're pictures of Delta Magnus because he's already out.
No, he's not.
He comes out next month.
Oh, he's not out yet?
No.
Next month.
Oh, okay.
So I decided not to throw away my KFC. Dice stack.
Get fined with dumping toxic materials.
Yeah, that's true. But I haven't sold it yet either, so.
That's because no one wants to buy it.
Yeah. I bet somebody does. Let me see how much it goes for on eBay.
Okay.
Well, didn't we try this before?
Yeah. I think we did.
How many people are going to be getting Bisque? Because I kind of want Bisque.
I'll be getting the Hasbro one, I'm sure, but you know.
He goes for $100.
That's not bad.
I should probably get robots and skins.
Yes, it is.
I'd sell him for $100.
Yeah.
I'd buy that for $1.
Is it selling for $100 or is it listed for $100?
Matt's got a point. That's got a point. It's listed for $100.
No, you always look at the completed listings, Kilby.
Oh, yeah.
I do.
The sold listings, specifically.
No, you have to look at the completed listings because if there is a ton of them that are unsold, and just once in a while that are sold, then it's not even worth trying because nobody's going to buy it.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Like, it you have to take it all in aggregate.
So one sold for $79. A loose one sold for $60. I'd sell mine for $60. Sure is a thing. Okay, let's see what else we got going on. Delta Magnus, we mentioned that. I didn't show it, though. It's pretty.
It is.
There's more Inferno.
But more importantly, Cheetor in color.
Oh, shoot. Yeah. Yes. Well, let me quickly show Delta Magnus. pretty, want it, we'll have it next month. Okay. Cheetor. So I'm torn because, one, it does look – it looks really nice. But, two, it's the Cheetor that I don't like.
You want the Transmetal.
Absolutely.
As long as it's not Transmetal 2, I don't care. or Base Machines.
Night slash Cheetor wouldn't be that bad.
Masterpiece Night slash Cheetor.
Yeah, but just imagine how this is going to look as Tigatron 2.
It's not, because they're going to have to make a whole different like set of body panels and stuff for it, because the build's completely wrong.
I know, but I'm just saying, as far as if the mold works out looking this visually vibrant, which, you know, with different color palettes, I'm just saying that I can imagine that the Tigatron will look really good too.
Yeah, I guess so.
With the way the colors are falling on Cheetor.
I'm more impressed by how in color the cheetah faces and the robot face parts, like how accurate they look to the cartoon.
Yeah,
that's amazing.
It really is. They're like spot on. No pun intended. Damn it.
Thank you. A really nice job on this. From what we can see so far.
If I was to get a season one Beast Wars character, though, Dinobot. I mean, obviously Dinobot. We're already getting Primal, Rat Trap.
Oh no! There's already a Masterpiece season one Rat Trap. It's the Generations Deluxe toy.
Yeah,
I guess that's close enough.
If yours hasn't broken yet,
yeah.
Well, you know,
I still haven't transformed mine.
Good call.
So on a Facebook group this weekend, I forget which one, somebody posted a picture of his, and it was sealed on card. And he was like, "Should I open it?" The first guy just responded, "Nah." It was awesome. It's true. Yeah. It's actually – I don't hate it as much as you guys do, but it's not a great toy.
No, I want to see Masterpiece Dinobot just to see them engineer it.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, so he would have to be pretty huge.
He would have to be bigger, but, like, look at the way Dinobot transforms in the show. Like, the whole Raptor mode just basically sucks into the body, and then the robot is there.
Uh-huh.
It's magic, and I want to see it made real.
Well, I mean, you know, they've got Cheetor with both with his butt gun and his gut gun.
Okay, so the butt gun is a big cheat for this. Damn it, I did it again. No, but the back legs appear to fold up into the rump gun.
Rump gun.
So, like, that's where part of that beast mode mass is going. So, I mean, it is kind of a cheat.
I'll take it. It's nice.
Is a cheat or.
Damn it.
Hang up on Don again.
No. It's not worth the effort.
Only one per show.
Bam.
Yeah, I'm afraid it'll break something. Plus, we've had so many technical difficulties lately.
I know, we're doing pretty good tonight.
Well, I don't know.
Apart from John showing up 5 seconds into starting the show,
I don't know if it's actually recording, so.
Mine is, I think.
Well, hey, John, you've been kind of quiet. What do you think about Cheetor?
I like him. Next topic.
Optimus Primal looks nice too.
Yeah.
Still overpriced.
I really think that's the hydro dip thing to get the fur texture on it, though, that's causing it to be that expensive.
Okay.
Is there a price on him that I've missed?
Primal?
$100.
Oh, Primal. I thought you meant Cheetor. Sorry.
Yeah, there's no price on Cheetor yet, but I imagine that's probably going to be in the same neighborhood. If Cheetor is substantially cheaper than Optimus Primal, like one of those pictures, you can see they're about the same size. If Cheetor is substantially cheaper, we'll basically have the verification that hydro dip on Optimus Primal is why it's so expensive. And I wouldn't be surprised, because that's not a method Takara uses normally, so they probably are either having to contract a second factory that just does the deco work for it, or they had to get in special equipment to manufacture Optimus Primal and train the workers how to use it. Like, how to do that hydro dip thing correctly.
Wow. That would be a big undertaking.
And a big expense, yeah.
Well, Chris, you've made me want to look up what this actually is, because I have never heard that term before.
I will explain this quickly. Imagine a big tub of water in a factory.
Mm-hmm. The hydro part.
Because, you know, you need the setting. So they have these printed, they're basically printed sheets of plastic and they peel them off a backing and lay them out on the surface of the water, and they spray a chemical over it, which basically breaks down the plastic that's holding the dyes on it together. So then they slowly dip. It's a very precision process. They slowly dip the part in that they want to apply the pattern to, and then pull it back out. You have to do it a very specific way to not mess up the pattern, and then you put, it's like the normal paint app process. After that, you put under a heat source to cure the paint, and then you've got your complex texture. A lot of stuff, a lot of plastic parts, car parts, that stuff gets hydro-dipped. It's not an unusual process to have, but it's a new thing for Transformer stuff, and the manufacturing facilities that are already in place probably are not equipped for that by default.
So basically, it's kind of like 21st century tie-dyeing, just a lot more precise.
Yes, actually, yeah. That is a very good analogy, Don. Thank you.
So if you actually want to kind
of... There's videos of the hydro-dipping process on YouTube. I recommend anybody curious to go watch that, because it's actually kind of amazing.
Yeah, that's cool. And if you want to learn more about hydro-dipping or tie-dye, you can go to Amazon, because I'm certain at tfradio.net/Amazon, there's something about it there. And you can have it delivered straight to your home for, like, a very low price, and Amazon will take a little bit of that money and send it back to us to help us pay for the show.
I wonder.
Is there a how-to book on graceful segues?
Yes, I've been working on it all week.
And eventually you send me to Shanghai.
Yes.
Okay, so let's see. I'm searching
hydro-dipping kit.
I'm searching on Amazon right now. Here. Here's our Amazon product of
the week.
There's one
called Dip Demon. Which one did you get?
The tie-dye kit, actually.
Oh, yeah. Okay, $26. Don, you need this. You can tie-dye all your underwear.
I can do that by washing them with red towels.
That's true.
Don, why do you have red towels?
I just have them. They were on sale. I needed towels, and they were on
sale.
Enough. Okay.
Yeah.
I can't begrudge anybody buying weird colored stuff because it was on sale.
Yep. There you go. Amazon, tfradio.net/Amazon. Amazon will send back a little bit of this tie-dye kit to us, the dollar value. And yeah. Somebody bought a very nice watch this week on Amazon, so thank you. And somebody else bought about 50 of those.
Tonight.
And yeah, tonight. before August 1st. And that would be fantastic. So,
did anyone buy any of those cheap Superions?
I don't know. I could check real quick. I will, probably not till tomorrow. I wouldn't know. But yeah. Actually, is there anything? What did I bought a one thing I bought today. Actually, I buy a heck of a lot of stuff on Amazon. So let me just talk about some of the stuff.
Well, yeah, because you have like same day delivery now.
Yeah. So I ordered this next day, which is a Bluetooth car. It's the OB2. ODB2 reader. So I bought one of those for $13 because the check engine light came on my car today.
Oh.
For the first time at 142,000 miles. So I'm kind of freaked out.
That's pretty good, though.
Yeah.
Sensor.
Probably. So I'm going to check that out. This is the Bluetooth one. So I can actually just leave it running in the car and I can see like how my car is performing and things like that.
Man, I remember back in 1994 with this Buick we had to get one of those round metal keys that you plug into the electronics port underneath the steering wheel.
Mm-hmm.
And then the dash lights blink in a certain pattern and there's like a book that comes with it so you can read off the diagnostic codes. And now you can just have a little thing running in your car. It's amazing.
It's amazing. Let's see here. What else do I got? I ordered a shotgun mic for another podcast project that I'm working on locally here. So we'll see how that goes. I bought a stand to put my TV on. I'll have that tomorrow. A book on the Nintendo games called Playing with Power. Ooh, I had this delivered. Amazon, because of an issue I had, they actually gave me a $17 credit. So I got the Ocarina of Time 3D for the 3DS. I got that like Monday. So, yeah.
How much did you pay for that minus the $17 credit? Because that's Donanomics, right?
$2.
That's Donanomics.
Yeah. So Amazon's pretty awesome. I love Amazon. So tfradio.net/Amazon. Okay, let's go to whatever the heck's left. The Headmaster Garage, or the HM Garage, Titans Return add-on set. So I saw this story pop up earlier, but I don't quite understand what this is. It looks like a little box you put your Titan Masters in.
It's a little box that transforms into gun emplacements.
Oh, nice.
And it appears to have removable 5mm compatible weapons to arm up your, you know, your larger figures with.
That looks great.
I saw this come up last night and post about it because it seemed like a very different, interesting kind of thing to do with, like, Titan Master and Titan's Return add-on stuff. It's not just like, here's the Master Sword that you could also buy from the Japanese release of Fortress Maximus, you know?
And so, like, somebody said, I don't remember who it was, that Titan Masters was probably going to be the most hackable Transformers line ever. Like, between this and the stuff that our buddy Trent's doing with the alternate faces, I mean, that's it's a really great line.
So Trent today put up on his Shapeways store, it's basically an adapter piece so that you can put a Titan Master faceplate onto Combiner Wars Hound's neck ball joint. So that you could take the Brawl Titan or Brawn Titan Master, I mean, and basically make Combiner Wars Brawn using that adapter, the Hound, and the Titan Master face. So, like, there's a lot you can do with this stuff the way it's put together.
I'm wondering when the third parties are going to make us just a body. That way, we can use the Titan Master heads that we don't have bodies for. Because technically, it wouldn't be a third-party figure. It would be an upgrade kit.
It would be an add-on for a Titan Master.
It would be a full-figure upgrade kit for a Titan Master. That's marvelous.
Well, Ghost Shooter we have coming out in Japan with wheelies, so we could get a third-party to actually make a Ghost Shooter figure.
The thing is, though, I just want somebody to make an adapter so I can take this Ghost Shooter that I already paid $60 for, pop its head off, put a little thing in the neck slot, and just attach a Titan Master to it properly in the first place, because I'm buying that Wheelie and Ghost Shooter set just on the basis that that might happen someday.
That Ghost Shooter needs a new body, not a new head.
That body's not awful. I mean,
it's up there.
It's not good for Bumblebee. It's better for Nightbeat and Ghost Shooter.
And it would have been okay for Bumblebee if it was made in better plastics.
Yeah, I'm reasonably happy with Goldbug, so Goldfire.
Now, Nightbeat could use a body upgrade. It's not really super suitable for Nightbeat, but it works for Ghost Shooter.
Yeah, I mean, there have been so many chest plate upgrades for this this mold. Maybe somebody can make, like, a Titan Master port that integrates into a chest plate upgrade to go with this.
I want a Titan Master port for Kronos.
So if you put the Titan Master port in Kronos and you put the Chrome Dome head on it, would it be Chromos then?
That'd be Chrome OS. So, there you go. Let's see here. T-Formers review Galvatron cannon adapter for Titan's Return Galvatron. So, what the heck is this?
Okay, so, like, you know, Galvatron's cannon plugs onto the front of the bicep, and then you can't bend the elbow anymore. So, Fake Buster 83... Fake Busker 83 made a little side mount adapter. It's a single piece. It's just a plug and then an L shape and then the 5mm port on the side, so that you can actually have the can attached. The arm bends if you want, like, you know, a firing pose with the fist kind of clenched down like that. It works for that.
I get it. That makes sense.
You know, it's real simple, it's real cheap, it works pretty well. It comes in, like, the Shapeways part comes in a polished finish and the regular finish. The polished one, the 5mm port for the cannon ends up being too loose for the cannon plug. You can probably, like, floor polish that or something to thicken it back up. I had better luck with the not polished finish when I got two of them. I had to file that down a little bit because the peg was a little snug in the arm, but after a little bit of work, it works really well. I'm really happy with it, and the like silvery finish on it's actually really pretty when you file it a little bit. It gets gets more of a metallic glint to it, I guess, and it's neutral enough that it'll blend in with the Hasbro or the Takara one.
So, just as an aside, our pal Trans Fanatics tweeted at us because we were talking about Dinobot. Anybody care to guess what he tweeted?
A picture of Dinobot?
Well, it's either Hungry Talk for You or My Rigid Grill Structure.
Nope, it's Dark Dinobot.
Well, that's close enough to My Rigid Grill Structure.
You guys remember that, right?
Yeah.
So, our pal Hooks got that made by, Yep. From an interview or something that he did.
The fandom was a really weird place in the late 90s.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
And you and I are the only ones who know what we're talking about right now.
John does.
I do.
Somehow I do. I'm not sure how.
You're old,
I am
Rob.
Blissfully unaware.
Yes, yeah. But I wasn't there.
I know. You're old and you hung around me for a long time. That'll do it.
Yeah,
okay. Let's see what else we got going
on. Just like you have not only an understanding, but an affection for Pope Man.
Yes.
Would you say Dirk Dinobot's not safe for work?
Yeah.
Kinda.
So it's mentioned on the wiki, so if you want an idea, just go to the TF wiki. And, oh god, they actually linked to it. Speaking of Dinobot's crotch, I love how that starts. Mainframe Entertainment once had a little fun in Dinobot's model after hours. Dirk Dinobot may not be safe for work, but his grill structure here is anything but rigid.
Just
moving along.
But, you know, Dinobot, hungry, talk for you.
God. There's so many years between here and then.
Isn't it amazing how, like, all your genius happens so early in your life?
I know, right? Oh, Diecast, Diecast wants a link, so, I mean... Oh, God.
I have no idea what you're talking
about. Can't believe I'm doing this. Here we go.
Lemonparty.org.
There you go. Okay, right. Moving along.
All right, yes. Let's
Carbot V.
Corbot?
Corbot.
Is it Corbot V or Corbot 5?
It's, I don't know, Final Armageddon, Mugger, Corbot. Images.
White speed.
So who the hell is Corbot? What is that?
They made the Axe add-on for War for Cybertron Optimus like 10 years ago. And that's about all they've done.
So it's listed at $40, which is very reasonable.
But it's also small.
Yeah,
I think it's like Legend size or Cyberverse.
But that would be really good to go with that Gnaw that's coming out next year.
Yes,
I was
it would.
Say.
Sorry, not at $40 a pop, though.
Well, no. No, you get one, gross. But you don't troop build them.
Yeah.
And, well, now, there was the Alligator Con from Impossible Toys. That was one of the, I think it was
who
Impossible.
Who cares, Don?
One
that's one at TF Con. It was less than $40.
Yeah.
So people, of course, hate on Hasbro for like having hollow parts, but like just first thing I saw when I looked at this was the hollow leg. If I'm going to drop $40 on it, I want at least something there to pretend that it's not hollow.
Well, again, legend size. There's only so much you can do with that.
Very true. Very true. But $40. Geez.
Well, yeah. I mean, a lot of the pricing of third party stuff comes down to who has
scale.
There is scale, but there's also who has a good in with a factory.
Yeah. And let's skip this one about girder and jump straight to also okay, Don, I'm sorry.
I just wanted to mention it because it was news. I have no great love for the figure, but it does look good.
So somebody talked to me about this.
What's Don?
Which one is this?
Oh, this is a recolor and remold of Ocular Max's Backdraft, which was their Inferno, which recently came out. This is their Not Grapple that will be coming out before too long.
Something looks off about it.
That's what I thought about Backdraft.
I think Backdraft looks fine. This looks off. I don't know why.
Maybe it's the yellow throwing it off a little bit, just as far as from a visual standpoint.
Ocular Max makes great stuff. So it's something around the... It's either the chest doesn't poke out far enough, or...
I think it's something, the hood around the head needs to be darker on the inside because the helmet's getting lost in it.
Yes, that too. Yeah. Otherwise, it looks fantastic.
Yeah, because I watched
a pretty darn good color match for the original Grapple.
It
toy
does.
Too.
It does.
And what's interesting is that even in vehicle mode, the pylons on the lathe, the stabilizing pylons, can actually pull out, and you can actually have them like displayed. It's just little touches like that. The doors open and close,
which
like
is all the same stuff from Backdraft, though, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I mean, I like it. It's just I'm. Sorry. It's a little too lanky for a Inferno Grapple to me, but I like the color looks really good.
Yeah, I could see that. If it had a black helmet, I think I'd be more into how it looks.
Yeah, that's probably it.
And before we move on to also on T4
Swords. Go ahead.
I was going to say, should we mention the DX9 Megatron?
Oh, is it on T-Formers now?
Well, no,
I don't think so.
Okay, I'm actually ahead of you because I already pulled up the TF Source page. I was going to show it off next.
Okay.
So tell us about it. So I think you know a little more about this than I do.
It's a DX9, you know, third-party Megatron that kind of came out of nowhere. What are they calling him?
Mitron.
Isn't it the legend-sized one?
No. It's masterpiece-sized.
He's right there beside of Tyrant.
They had a legend-sized one coming out, didn't they?
That's been out for a while. Yeah. I don't know if it's true, but most of the time DX9 will do a smaller figure and then do the masterpiece-sized. Whether you can say that 100% or not, I'm not sure. But it's another third-party masterpiece Megatron. And this is probably the only DX9 figure I'm not going to get.
It's because you want the Fans Toys version.
I want the...
Or MMC.
Make Toys. That I actually held in hand and transformed and
so
I know I'm going to like.
This looks really nice. But the one for Make Toys looks really nice as well.
Make Toys, I think, definitely beat this out.
I would agree with that, but oh, man.
So I'll probably regret still not having opened up Apollyon yet.
No, you should be happy that you never opened Apollyon.
You should be sad that you bought it.
Don, do you think anybody would want to buy Apollyon? Because I would sell Apollyon and get this.
Hey, Don, I'd buy that for $1.
I would sell Apollyon and get the Make Toys.
So your Apollyon is in box, right?
Yeah.
So it's guaranteed to be not broken.
Yeah, literally never been opened.
Well, let's not go that far.
Yeah, I mean, this is more like Schrodinger's Apollyon. It's both broken and not broken until you actually open the box and confirm the status
of it. Basically, it's Black Zarak.
Yeah, true. Yeah, it is.
You know how people say on eBay, well, I just opened the box to check it? That's definitely what, you know, should be done. Yeah.
Don, how much did you used to pay for that?
I got it and the Ultra Magnus Masterpiece for a friend at $125 each.
So you could break even or maybe make money on this. If I were you, seriously, I would sell it and I would get either the DX9 or the Make Toys version.
Please.
Because it's selling anywhere between, it looks like, $110 to $160.
Won't last.
Yeah, so I would use some Dononomics and I would get one of the better ones. And it's not that Apollyon looks bad, because I think Apollyon looks great. It's just that apparently it's crap quality.
Yeah, and it sucks transforming it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you and everybody else I've heard talking about were really praising that Make Toys. What was that? Is that Despotron?
Despotron.
You know, praising that for like the intuitive and simple transformation on that.
Oh, that's huge for me because I really love an elegant transformation.
Yeah.
So I really, you know, funny enough, other than Apollyon, because I don't quite get the name. I don't know what it is, but I am liking some of these third party names for Megatron. I like Hegemon. Despotron is also great. And let's see here, the DX9 again was, what was it called?
Mitron.
I don't like that as much.
Yeah.
But Hegemon from Hegemony and Despotron from Despot, I think, are both really clever names. Oh, let's see. Yeah. What else? Is that it? That's it. Okay. Rob, what's on T-Formers this week?
Okay. Well, it's all the new comics left for July came out today. So we've got the Titans Return one-shot, which I reviewed, which is... Okay. Sorry, just trying to figure out how to describe this. All the comics came out today digitally.
Oh.
But Transformers issue 55 physically has been delayed a week. And that is kind of a problem for the Titans Return one-shot, because the Earth portion of that picks up directly after Transformers number 55.
Oops.
So, you know, there are a few minor spoilers that you are going to pick up on if you pick up this before Transformers 55. Conversely, the issue is pretty much geared to people who have not been following everything religiously, and if you haven't read any of the Transformers comics or haven't read any of them in a while, you'll be able to follow it just fine. So it's just kind of Yeah, it's surprisingly short feeling for a extended page length one shot. And if you've been following everything, it's got some interesting character moments here and there, but it's kind of dull.
The best thing I would say is probably the full Revolution prelude at the end of it.
Yeah.
An Evolution Revolution?
Yeah.
Sure. XV reviewed Transformers number 55 and More Than Meets the Eye 55, both of which are out today. More Than Meets the Eye wraps up the, like, six-month-long Dying of the Light storyline in this issue, so...
I am so far behind on this stuff.
That's okay, you're not missing anything.
But I am current on all my DC books.
Okay. In toys, XV posted the review of Galvatron and Nucleon today to go with the adapter he also posted. And I finally posted my review of Legends Class Wheelie yesterday. It was a tape short. Doesn't matter. Lastly, there were some interesting pictures out of SDCC of basically a little like comic or storybook that Hasbro was giving away for Titans Return. Has bios for everyone and some really interesting painted art. And that is now available in PDF form on Hasbro Pulse. It's a neat little book, and the other reason I bring it up is we're kind of curious to see who did the like two-page spreads. They have a really nice like a retro look to them, so if you recognize the signature on that, please let us know, because I'm curious.
Yeah, or if you were possibly involved in the production of that and can tell us who all worked on that, we would appreciate that quite a lot.
Yeah, I forget that yes. People actually listen to this. I'm always surprised when somebody I know or know of is like, hey, I listen to your stuff. I'm like, oh, that's very nice.
So Transformers 55 wrapped up the All Hail Optimus storyline and is interesting and notable for, like, I guess the subtext in the way it did it. More Than Meets the Eye's wrap-up was just kind of confusing and annoying to me. Maybe confusing is not exactly the right word, because I understood the things that were going on in the story, but it was not presented in a very clear way.
The one thing I will say about it is that when we were talking about it before, we were suggesting that maybe the one plot resolution had been something that James Roberts had decided on later because somebody had figured him out. But I was reading the TF Wiki article today, and it's pretty clear that there had been groundwork laid for this throughout. So it's not much of a switch, but it was planned on well in advance.
Something just hit me. Thinking about, we were speculating earlier what comes after Titans Return. I'm thinking it's Action Masters. And there's been like a shadow Action Masters line all along with all these shampoo bottle Transformers. What do you think?
Can we hang up on Kilby?
We could all just leave.
Yeah.
I really like this storybook, though.
It's got fantastic art in it.
Yeah.
The little snippets of dialogue are kind of great, too, just because, like, if you take the art as being, like, some kind of 80s pack-in mini-comic thing, the dialogue is geared exactly to that.
Yeah, I almost wonder if this was all, like, designed to be pack-in stuff that didn't cost out, and so they assembled it into this.
I kind of doubt that. I think they made it to be like this, but also look and, like, have that feel about it.
Yeah, that's a good point. That's a good point.
Okay, let's see here. On the network this week, Superhero Time, the after show. How do you have an after show without an episode of Superhero Time?
Well, we had an episode of that one episode of Star Trek.
True. So which episode did you do of Star Trek?
One that nobody will remember because it's from the end of Season 7 of Voyager, which probably nobody remembers
I
watching.
I didn't watch.
It's Natural Law, where Tom Paris gets a speeding ticket, and Chakotay and Seven of Nine befriend Native Americans.
Oh, God.
I was about to say, nobody's going to remember it because it's a Chakotay episode, for one thing.
Yeah, that too.
And Season 7.
Yeah.
With a Tom Paris B-plot. Boy, this keeps adding up.
But the good news is we're done with Voyager now. The month of hell is over.
Hooray!
Next month is Geordi.
God. Okay. Oh, so are there going to be any Leah Brahms episodes?
Oh, yes.
Awesome.
Oh, yes.
How could you do a Geordi month without a Leah Brahms episode?
So it's gonna be the second one, right? The one where she's actually in there, and she's like, "What in the hell have you been doing?"
Yes, we are doing that episode.
Perfect.
That's awesome.
We are doing that episode.
I love that. Let's see here. Also, we have a new episode of Being Awesome with Rob Springer, and for whatever reason, it's not coming up when I try to click on it. Here we go. This week. Oh, is this the one where Rob just copied and pasted the title, or the? He put a description of the "Get Out of My Dreams, Get Into My Car" song into this show notes. I don't quite get it. So I haven't listened to it yet. I'm actually behind. There's also an episode of Get the Skinny where John and I talk. I talk about Planet Fitness and how I don't hate it. We talk about Cheerwine
and how you don't hate it.
Yeah, and Pokemon Go
and how you hate it.
I don't hate it. John likes it.
Yeah, but I remember BotCon, like, John could not tear himself away from his Miitomo either, so, like, that's just kind of his bag.
Yeah, that was a lie. Miitomo was a big lie, foisted upon me by BotCon friends, quote-unquote friends, so I'm never trusting them again when it comes to mobile games, let me tell you.
And, by this weekend, I'll have a new episode of, Take 4 Wrestling posted. We lost two recordings, so we had to go back and re-record the episode. So instead of just skipping them like some people would have done, we powered through and re-recorded. So
Miitomo had actually a really short half-life.
What?
Miitomo had a really short half-life.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah, kind of totally evaporated when Pokemon Go hit.
I don't even
know.
Oh, well,
before that.
I don't even know what that is.
Miitomo's popularity lasted about 2 weeks.
I never saw some people using it after that, but...
Like, draw something?
What?
Like that draw... Is it draw something app? Is it like that?
No. So on the 3DS, there was a game called Tomodachi Life.
Mm-hmm.
And that was kind of like a cross between The Sims and something that wasn't The Sims.
I don't like... like what? Five Nights at Freddy's?
Yeah. So Miitomo basically is just like a super watered down version of that with none of the interesting parts of it.
Okay, interesting. So are you guys familiar with Five Nights at Freddy's?
Yeah, I've heard of it.
Sure. It's this horrible game. It's this game where horrible things happen. It's a horror game. Oh. But my hopefully she won't hear this. My sister-in-law lets my 4-year-old nephew play it.
Oh.
And my favorite thing that he said was, "Sometimes I get nightmares when I play Five Nights at Freddy's, but it can't be that bad because they make children's merchandise for it." So I got a hat that fit his head, and he's small for 4. So I mean, they have to target that stuff towards kids, right?
Yeah,
I will remind you they had a toy line for RoboCop.
This is true.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah, I mean, there's nothing in it I would classify as that I've seen, at least I'd classify as particularly adult, but it is scarier than I'd want to give a 4-year-old for sure.
I mean, I know some of the companies that are doing toys for Five Nights at Freddy's, you wouldn't really consider kids' toys. You consider them more collector oriented.
No, but when you go to the action figure aisle at Walmart, like right next to all the Minecraft stuff, is a bunch of Five Nights at Freddy's stuff. So it is being marketed that way.
I've been trying to get him one of the action figures. Is it NECA or something? I don't know whoever did it, but
I think it was NECA.
Yeah, but they sold through, so I wasn't able to get him one. So I got him a hat instead.
There you go.
And the cashier judged us. Yeah.
But Minecraft kind of set a precedent there, so all the all the indie game merchandise, whether it is aimed to kids or not, is going to show up in that aisle. I mean, personally, I would not have probably marketed Terraria to kids, but that's just me.
I wouldn't market Terraria to somebody who likes good games either, but I mean, that's just me.
So one thing I want to mention about my nephew before we wrap, and I know I'm going to sound super hypocritical here, but like as a kid, I dreamt of being He-Man or Optimus Prime or like a firefighter or a cowboy
or Ninja Turtle.
He fantasizes of being a YouTube star. So he's 4 years old, but he did a YouTube show for us on the way back from Target. He's like, all my listeners, they really try to follow and do what I say and tell them to do. And it's like, so what you need to do is you need to go click on this. He's just saying click on this in the car not pointing at anything. When you click on this, the secret happens, and when the secret happens, you can use that to get more points. And I mean, he was just describing all this crap. It's the damnedest thing.
Oh, I'm living someone's dream.
Yeah, well, so I think next time we have him, we're actually going to record something and see how he does. So,
go for it.
Yeah, maybe that'll be an RFC extra.
Speaking of YouTube, on the RFC channel tonight, there's going to be a review going up of the Planet X Hephaestus.
Yeah.
Cool.
Hepatitis, or damn however it. You want to say it. Hey, he looks awful red and irritated, so...
So why didn't I think to get my signs before we started?
So you probably need it. So immediately when you said that, I thought he was going to say he has a review of Custer's Revenge on the Atari 2600. And I don't know why my mind went there, but now I kind of want to play Custer's Revenge.
Now, which one was Hephaestus, the figure? Which one was it?
That Blast Grimlock?
Wasn't she
Planet X.
Wasn't she the wife of Zeus?
No, Hephaestus was like the blacksmith of the gods, I believe.
Yeah.
That Mars?
Yeah.
Hephaestus
was the Greek name for the the blacksmith of the gods. Vulcan was his Roman version.
Gotcha.
Thank you.
I know that because I had to explain to somebody from Digimon why was Zeodemon's weapon name after a gun, and it wasn't. It was the hammer that Vulcan used.
Gotcha. I'm thinking of Hera.
Gotcha.
Great Hera. Yeah. Okay. You can follow us on Twitter at TF Radio. You can follow me personally at B Kilby. We're also on Facebook at facebook.com/TF Radio. If you enjoy the show, please leave us a review. I know that almost all of you out there have not. So just take a second. Just do it now. Leave us a review on iTunes. That's it. Matt is not on the internet. He wants you to leave us a review on iTunes and follow me on Twitter, though. Diecast, how do we reach you?
The best way to reach me is at my address. No.
Don't worry, it's on Twitter.
Is it 904-744? So.
Yeah, look on Twitter. You can find it if you really want to send me mail. But it's RFC Reviews on YouTube, and on Twitter, I'm at Diecast2.
Don?
I'm at HMRC4EVR on Twitter.
I'm not going to make a lemon party joke. Chris?
What?
Okay, so Chris is available at lemonparty.org. Don't go there. If you do, don't blame me. It's your fault. Rob?
Okay, I'm on Twitter at RAC2750 and Flailthers. I'm on YouTube at Flailthers, and you can see XV and my reviews on YouTube at TFormersTV.
Not TV? Or on
no,
the...
just TFormersTV oh. on YouTube.
Oh, okay, cool. John?
That John D on Twitter.
Sweet. Awesome. We mentioned Rob Springer earlier. Of course, Rob isn't on the show each week, which we miss, Rob. But he's on Twitter at RoboRobSpringer. But more importantly, you can go to his website at zonebase.org. Okay, well, I guess that does it for this week. For the guys, I've been Brian Kilby. We will see you later.
You've been Brian Kilby?
Yes. And I will continue
for us.
And I will continue to be Brian Kilby.
This has been Radio Free Cybertron. Visit us at tfradio.net for show notes and to subscribe to the podcast. Follow us on Twitter at TF Radio for news and updates. Watch our live stream at tfradio.net/live. Join our Facebook fan page at facebook.com/tfradio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, TF Radio Network. Have a question or comment? Leave it on our Facebook fan page or mail it to contact@tfradio.net. This podcast is released under a Creative Commons license. Any part of this podcast can and should be redistributed, but please, proper attribution is required if you know what's good for you. Jeez, when are these guys ever going to move out of their parents' basements?